This is At Work With God. I'm Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'd like to call your attention today to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. There's a little verse in there that's kind of indented, at least it is in my Bible, and I wanted to share it with you because it really struck me. I've been kind of praying it all week. I've been with it. It's been working on me, and I just think you'll really enjoy it. Remember, this is a devotion designed to help you at work. It's that simple, to stay in the kingdom of God while we're working, that we all work long days. We've got a lot of stress. We're in and out of who we want to be and how we want God to be reflected through us. I think this verse will help you. So here we go from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. But as it is written, eye has not seen nor ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love him. All right, that sounds like a pretty simple little promise. God has prepared stuff for us. All we got to do is love him, and he's busy preparing the way. I would suggest to you there's so much going on here that, you know, it's beyond the time that I've got available in this podcast. But I want to kind of focus on the word prepared, because God is always looking ahead of our lives, looking ahead of where we're looking. God's already prepared a home for us in heaven. He's preparing it now. He's busy working on our heavenly abode. I think he's still painting. I'm not sure, but I know when he's done, he'll be calling us to heaven. That when it's finished, when it's ready, you know, I go now to prepare a place for you. That excites me. That it's there, but I want to prepare the place for you. I want to do it my way. I got my own little touches I want to put on heaven. I've prepared it for you, and I'm going to invite you to glory. Now, that puts zip in my giddy up. I'm excited about it. But I want to apply this to work. So if God is doing all this to prepare for us, I know that all I've got to do, my eye hasn't seen it. That's not a real surprise if you know my vision, nor has my ear heard. I'm kind of getting old and not hearing as well either. Haven't seen it. I haven't heard it. Nor has it entered into the heart of man. Haven't seen it. Haven't heard it. It's not gotten into my heart. This, the things which God has prepared for those who love him. So we don't have a clue. We're not even close to understanding what God's going to do with us or what he's prepared. That's sort of past tense. He's already done it. He's already prepared our path. All I've got to do is find it and stay on it. I've got to stay on the path. I got to stop from getting off on my own. I love those little rough patches on the side of the road that tells you you're off the road and you make that correction to get back on it. I love when the Holy Spirit rattles my cage a little bit and tells me I'm off the path and I get back on it. And that's what I pray every day, that that's part of what I must do at work. I have to stay on the path that the Holy Spirit has defined for me, the path that God would have me to walk. That's what I suggest to you today, is to know, to be aware of the path you're on at work. Now, if God has done all that to prepare for you, let me ask you this. What are you doing in terms of preparation, even as you go to church? Are you prepared for church? Are you prepared for your day at work in the way you should prepare? You know, we all primp and do stuff in the mirror and comb our hair and brush our teeth and do our eyes. I still don't understand, what you do with those pliers in your eyes, because I'm driving behind cars in Orlando and they all got pliers in their eyes. I don't know what they're doing with them, but they're smashing their eyelid. I can see that. But what I want you to do is prepare your work. Prepare to do the very best you can. Prepare to do it as unto the Lord. It's different. It doesn't necessarily mean that I'm working 74 hours a day. It does mean that I'm working every minute I can at work. When I'm at work, I'm prepared. I'm ready. I'm giving it everything I've got from the bottom of my feet to the top of my head. I got to do everything I know to do to make this the day the Lord has made and that I've prepared for. Because I know God's already prepared. He already knows what I'm going to get done today. I'd like to talk with him about that a little bit so I can get more done, but he already knows. He already knows what we're going to accomplish, and I want to be in that perfect will, in that place where we get more done. So I'm going to leave you with that as your devotion for the day to really think about your preparation. I'm going to make it real simple for you. The key to preparation is to go to work every day knowing one thing, and that's the first step. Be real focused on the one step you must make today. I like one topic to-do list. that if nothing else happens today, I've done this with excellence. If I take my first step, it's amazing to me how many times the second and the third step become clearer to me because I've been very intentional about the first step. You know, I've told a lot of people, I've told students, I've told people I work with that we live in a country of people that are 12-step oriented, 12, 7, 20. We all are very cognizant of steps. What I suggest to you is just be aware of the first step and make it. Set a plan on how you're going to take that first step. First thing at work, first step at work. I've got a one topic to-do list. I got a great big old book of to-dos, no problem. But I want to take one thing off of it, and that's what I'm going to do first, and that's what I'm going to do unto excellence. If I'm constantly doing what I do, what I like to think is multitasking, it may be switch tasking. I'm not really sure what it's called, but my friend told me I was switch tasking, and it made me mad. I'm not switch tasking, I'm multitasking. But she did have a point because she said, I put something down to pick something up. I might be switching. But that's another devotion, isn't it? For today, prepare. God has prepared for us. Our eyes haven't seen it. Our mind hasn't seen it. Our heart hasn't seen it. My ears hadn't heard it, but God's prepared it. That makes me happy. I can do that for him today. This is the day the Lord has made. I'm prepared for it. You've been listening to Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. This is At Work with God. God bless you, and thanks for listening.
Today's episode is brought to you by the Evangelical Christian Credit Union. What you believe matters, and what you value matters, so where you bank should matter too. At ECCU, every dollar you spend or save is supporting ministry, like loans to churches and banking services for missionaries. Ask yourself, what does your current bank do with your money? If you don't know the answer or you don't like the answer, it might be time for a change. Visit www.eccu.org to see ECCU's competitive checking, savings, credit cards, and auto loans. That's eccu.org. Or call 1-800-634-ECCU to learn more about how your money can build ministry.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.